The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis after the Mishnah that Tanina La'atan Rabbanan Yeshu Yisal B'tzad Edush Abuchama Abuchama Chayla Mevi Levein Chayshish. And the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what are we talking about? If it's the Lake of Davar Tamei Be'adrei Pshita, if there's a Davar Tamei, then why? And the Gemara says, Lam Dika Davar Tamei, and it's talking about a matzav where there would be a havmina that it's not good, Kamashwan that there's a mirsas, and therefore we're not chayshe that he would be ma'arib Davar Tamei. Now there's a shayin lachen in the Fila Maskana. What is a din if you have a matzah where there is no chshash davar tamei, there is no davar tamei be'edrei? Do we say it's mutter legami because there's no chshash of irbu davar tamei, or do we say afal pichin it's asa unless it's Yisrael is re'eyu because it's sort of like a loy plug? Chacham made a takana that you can never have the chalav akum unless you have a Yisrael watching the chaliva. So Ramesha, in his famous tshuva in Simon Ramzayin in Yaradeya, he wants to be matir chalav stam in a place like in America where you have a rule from the government that it's asa to be ma'ar b'chalav tamei. That itself would make it that there's no isser of chalav akum, and he says for sure l'fi the acharim will hold that when there's no chshash davar tamei, there is no isser of chalav akum. So when you have when there's that mirsas of the medina, when you're afraid because of that, we could assume people are not going to do it. Then that would be considered to be equal to not having a davar tamei, and avada would be mutter l'fi the shitas. But he says even if you don't go like those acharim, even if you don't like the acharim, that you always need to have Yisrael re'eu. There always has to be someone seeing it. Dr. Maisha, that is considered Yisrael Re'eu, because when you have a non-Sahadi, you have a Raya Barura saying that we know for sure it's not going to be Ma'arbiv, because if he does put it in, he's gonna get a fine, and it's not going to die for him. So that non-Sahadi is equal like Edis. It's like Yadiyah, it's like Riyah, it's Mamash Kilo, you have Yisrael Re'eu. That non-Sahadi, that he was a Ma'arbiv, it's as if we're all seeing it, we're all seeing that he didn't do it. And that's considered Yisrael Re'eu, like Maldika Chiddush, that even if you need a Yisrael there, that equals Yisrael there, because you have an Edis, you have a non-Sahadi. And that equals the Madrega Bisar Re'eu, and based upon that, Ramesh wants to be Matir Chalav Stam in a place where you have enough of a Umdana Demuchach like you would have in America. Maisir comes out, he says that's even though he holds his Mutter Maker Adin, and that's what everyone is Samechan, but he says, Mikamachim Bal Nefesh Minarei Lachmer, Ve'imbezem Mishumur Yura, Bal Nefesh Shubi Machmer, and it's not Yura, Kach Ani Noig Lachmer La'atzmi. And Ramesh says he himself is a Machmer, Mishra, Itzel Hakel, Isaac Adina, Ve'in Lachshiva, comes also be Surin, but if somebody wants to be Samechan man and be Makel, that's not a problem, and he's not considered a mezalzel b'isurim because of these two svaris. Number one, you might not need a yisrael re'eu at all if there's no chshash. Even if you do need that, an ansari would be considered a yisrael re'eu based on the umdana demuchach that we have.